Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For many years, coats made from animal fur have been highly prized. And if you think those days are over, they are not. The most coveted fur of all is bobcat fur from the American West. But Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edward reports a live bobcat might be worth more than its pelt.
Riverton, Wyoming trapper Tom Krause shows me around his workshop where furs of every sort are displayed on the wall.
I have some pelts here that...
Yeah, what do you have here?
You might be interested in that are a little bit different. To begin, I have a melanistic phase of raccoon, which is a black raccoon.
Ermine, wolverine, lynx. Krause has furs from all over the world. He's been trapping since he was 13. In his 30s, he made a living as a trapper, and it's always supplemented his income. And then there's the bobcat.
So this animal here is well spotted throughout the whole body.
Yeah.
And has a broad, deep belly. So this is one of the more valuable bobcats.
And Krause is coming off a productive winter. He trapped 13 bobcats.
I had some pretty nice bobcat pelts this year, and my average price on that was $400.
13 pelts at $400 a pop. That means Krause made about $5,300 this year on bobcat pelts. A beaver pelt goes for $8. Coyotes, maybe $50. Krause says sometimes fur buyers even pay as much as $1,000 for an extra special bobcat pelt. It's the only spotted feline that's still legal to trap in the world. And Wyoming's bobcats are soft, while those in other places like the Midwest and the South are wiry. It takes about 30 bobcat bellies to make a coat. Krause shows me one he had made for his wife.
When I had this made, it was appraised at $3,500. Today, it would be worth more, maybe twice that much.
Internationally, bobcat coats can sell for $100,000.
If people have a lot of money, want to really be flashy and show their money, a bobcat belly garment is attractive and valuable to some of those people.
A recent study, though, says that Wyoming could be making much more on bobcats by leaving them alone. Lisa Robertson is the president of Wyoming Untrapped. She came up with the idea of putting a dollar value on live animals while watching a wild bobcat hunt fish on a Wyoming river.
There was a BBC photographer there as well, and he had been there for 2 weeks photographing. And we sort of worked together, finding the bobcat, watching it, and we realized this is a very valuable bobcat.
Tourists made trips to Wyoming to photograph the Madison River bobcat that winter. So Robertson started reaching out to wildlife watchers to see how much they'd spent in Wyoming on such trips, on hotel stays, restaurants, gas money.
The number we came up with this bobcat for just those 3 months, for just those people we contacted, was $308,105. And in a market where tourism is the second largest industry in Wyoming and generates $3.2 billion a year, that's a remarkable number for one single animal.
$300,000 for one bobcat. Comparatively, Robertson found that a trapper making a trip to kill one animal only brings in a little more than $300 for the state's economy. And Robertson says trapping them is also inhumane. To preserve their pelts, bobcats are choked to death rather than killed with a gunshot. And in Wyoming, trappers only have to check their traps every 3 days.
When there are cold temperatures and it's minus 10 degrees, minus 20, you know, that bobcat cannot feel its paw. There's a good chance it's going to bite that foot off or rip it off.
Because of such cruelty, many animal rights groups condemn trapping altogether. Wyoming Untrapped is no different, but recognizes the need for incremental changes, too. Robertson says the group would like to see Wyoming require trappers to check every 24 hours instead of every 72. And Robertson says, with the value of bobcat pelts so high, Wyoming Game and Fish Department needs to set a limit on how many bobcats can be taken a year. 10 years ago, more than 3,000 bobcats were trapped. Last year, about 1,400, only half as many.
I think there are more trappers in recent years, and they're catching actually less bobcat, which means to me that there just aren't as many bobcats out there.
Yet a 2010 Fish and Wildlife Management study shows that bobcat numbers are actually increasing in most states, including Wyoming. Out in his garage, trapper Tom Krause is demonstrating how a number two foothold trap works.
So this trap will be staked solidly in the ground and then covered with dirt.
But I'll go ahead and spring this trap now.
Krause wrote a handbook on how to safely and more humanely trap, including following regulations very carefully.
Yeah, they can be over-harvested. That's possible.
He says that means releasing females and kittens.
I think it's really good, too, that we do harvest and pursue some wildlife because it keeps them wild and they get smarter and the genetics are passed on.
Wildlife advocates aren't convinced. The Center for Biological Diversity says the international fur market is hurting North American wildlife and recently filed suit in California to make trapping illegal and another in Montana to stop fur exporting. Both cases are moving forward. For Here and Now, I'm Melody Edwards.